That's the way I see this playing out.
Ba-na-da-da-da. And in local news tonight, local hero and radio star Derek Lamar was actually caught trying to push drugs on a poor crippled guy at the grocery store. Came up with pills and money to tell him he could get some more. Security had to be called, and investigators arrived and said that he has been stalking him for the last 3 or 4 months.
Sir, did you witness it? Yeah, I did.
Hello. Welcome to episode 50. Episode 50. If you had told me 50 some odd weeks ago that we would still be here, I would have said that Brian has found some dirt on me. And I'm being blackmailed. Please help. But here we are, still going strong. Been watching the numbers for today's video. We're recording this on episode 49's release date, that Monday. And we're getting a lot of great support today. Thank you all very much for that. A lot of people commenting, giving me crap about Western movies.
Well deserved. Well deserved crap.
There's one person, I can't remember who it was, who said they also don't like Westerns. God bless you. We appreciate that, the honest support, and then I think some people were just like, glad we're up. I'm okay from the wreck.
Whoever that was that said that, it was a new account that was just activated today, and we traced that
back to Chris Russ's Gmail.
So
maybe, yeah. Might be. Yeah. But no, thank you all for, all the support today. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Become a follower of Coffee and Ketchup so you stay up to date on all the great content we've got coming out and have already put out. Smash that like button and comment down below. We got a lot of comments this week. Let's get some more comments going. We got some comments last week. Let's get some more comments going this week. We really appreciate all the support and all the interaction that we're getting on our last video and hoping it will continue through to this video. We appreciate it and keep it going. That being said,
I was in line at Crystal. No, Krispy Kreme.
He still got Crystal on the brain. It's what we just all ate upstairs.
And Krispy Kreme starts with a K. Crystal starts
very
with a K.
Different places, they're both delicious. Well,
they'll both put some damage on you too, though. But we were in line at the drive-thru yesterday.
At a Krispy Kreme?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
In Macon.
I grew up in Macon, so I just believed that those were the only two Krispy Kremes.
Let me.
Nobody else knew about it. Nobody else got them fresh.
It's a chain.
I realize that.
Really?
Now. I think there's more locations.
This was not planned. I was not going to do this, but I just did remember as we started talking about this, the one over by the Coliseum.
The OG. It closed down, didn't it?
It's torn down.
Yeah.
Did you
sad,
know that?
I did know that. Yeah,
it's a sad day.
You know how many times I'd ride by there and would just like find money if that sign was on?
Yeah.
New Way.
New Way's still there.
How do we... We're supposed to be like a general content podcast.
Uh-huh.
We are recording for 3 minutes. Half that's the intro, and we are immediately into food.
Love it.
We just need to change the focus of the podcast.
Yeah.
Now we're just a foodie podcast.
Yeah. I never been that far.
I know. You thought about it. You dreamed about traveling to Macon a couple episodes ago,
Well, I did go with JJ a few weeks ago.
She was driving.
What'd you do in Macon?
She was driving. I went shopping with her.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby.
Been in the Hobby Lobby twice with her.
Oh, man. What kind of hobbies you got going on?
Whatever she wants to do.
I know that's right. More and more sound like me, whatever she
material.
Wants.
Material. Yeah. She had to get some material, sewing material and stuff, cloth.
Okay.
Yep.
What was it like being all the way up in Macon?
Felt good. She was driving. So
scared to death.
I was good. She drives good, too. So. I got to tell y'all, though, we went shopping 2 weeks ago. I don't even think I shared this with her, but she goes into a store, and I'd been working in the yard most of the day, so I went down and sat on a bench. We were in downtown Dublin, and anyway, I'm just sitting there, just watching, taking in the sights, you know, looking at my phone occasionally. She's in there shopping downtown. And all of a sudden, I just got this aroma. And it wasn't company supply or Dino's or anything. There was a strong odor that I smelled, strong smell. It smelled like reefer.
Oh, imagine.
But it was very loud, I will say. And the reason I thought about that is because I went to Kroger earlier today, and as I was leaving there, I smelled the odor again. So it's very prominent, apparently.
You smoking weed there?
No, not me. Oh. In Food Depot.
You were smoking at Food Depot?
A week ago at Food Depot, I was there, and I smelt it there.
We're seeing a pattern here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no pattern.
And like, you never believe it. I was folding my laundry earlier, and I smelled weed.
He's peddling you,
and
Mary.
I smell it all the time at the liquor store. So it's out there in abundance, apparently.
I believe it.
Anyway, but it was loud downtown. I'm thinking, that's crazy.
Listen, it's. I'm not even exaggerating. When you hit Atlanta,
that's all you smell.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
By the time you get to the old Turner Field,
oh yeah, definitely. By the time you're in there,
You're in it. That's all there is. I hate to say it, but it's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
The smell. I just love the smell of it. You know what I mean?
Let's just clarify that.
Yes, for sure. I'm still clean and sober today, but the smell is good. I still do enjoy the smell. Listen, you talking about that you married, dude. We was leaving Thursday after recording, and Derek kind of hemmed me up before I could walk out, and he was like, hey, man, if you get hurting too bad later from that wreck, holler at me, bro. I got the hookup.
If you come back this way.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want your Advil supplements, Derek.
I can meet you in Dudley if you need me to.
I don't travel no further than that when I'm dirty.
That's as far as I go.
As far as I go when I'm dirty, bro.
When I'm trafficking.
Right there at that sawmill, bro. Can't go past that line.
That's all I
the
got.
The tracks is as far as I go.
That's where them deputies like to hang out. They're hiding in different places now.
Yeah.
You know, like on 26, they'll hang out on that overpass?
Yeah.
Well, now they're hanging out right down from the overpass.
Which side? Cochran or Dudley side?
On the Cochran side.
Very odd. Like in the little pull-off where I met you that one time?
No, not that pull. On the other side of the road on the pull-off, though. Like, if you're coming from Cochran to Dublin, right before you get
eastbound on 16, that side.
Eastbound and down. I don't know how they can get their radars down. Or their lasers. What do they do now, laser tag it?
I think they laser tag. Yeah. I don't know. They're radar. And, yeah.
They like to
be
on.
That was good, dude. That was good.
You like that?
Do that. Can you do it again?
Do it again.
Listen, man.
We're trying to get you.
I'm going to clip in, making a sound effect for my
TikTok. All right.
I'm not good at doing it on demand.
We need to try to get that onto some kind of video game.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I can't do it on demand.
One more. Okay. There you go. All right, we got three clips of that.
I'll clean it up, man, and we'll sell it to somebody.
Talking about
okay, so your challenge for the rest of the episode, if we go another 30 or 45 minutes, is to just randomly drop that in.
I got you.
Just randomly, all of a sudden, you
I
just,
love it.
Bonus points if you can make it like
make
fit
sense.
In. Yeah, make it make sense.
Make it make sense, Chris.
Like fit it in a way.
Make it make sense.
We'll come up with something. Okay.
Make it make sense. We almost didn't do this episode today, y'all. I was almost in jail.
We almost had a night off here, Derek.
Y'all almost had a two-man show.
Well, we wouldn't have done it.
Thanks. We would not have done it.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate that.
Listen, I talked on here a few weeks ago about that driving with a cell phone in my hand ticket.
That's right. When you talked about where you had your cell phone in your hand.
Yeah.
And we're seen.
It was my wallet, for the record. And,
oh, God.
Hey, what's going on? Derek, can you answer this for me?
I didn't have it up to my head. I didn't have it up
he
to
was,
my head.
He was finding the song.
I was like
on
this,
his wallet?
On my wallet. It's got my playlist on it.
What did I write down the other day?
So, like, I took the ticket from the guy, you know, real angrily.
Oh, I can imagine.
Put it in my console. And Aaron's been telling me, hey, you need to let's pay that ticket.
It was like $25?
$50. Yeah. And I'm like, no, baby, we taking that trial.
No, you're not.
Not paying that ticket. I'm not doing it. So it's been in my console, and I keep getting reminded to bring it in the house, and let's get that taken care of.
Please God, keep reminding him.
Well, it's too late, Chris, because last night I'm headed to Cochran, you know.
Whee!
And we're on the phone, and she says something about, oh, tomorrow I'll pay that ticket, so make sure you bring it in the house tonight. Okay. So I bring it in the house, nonchalantly give it to her, and then she starts looking at it. She says, baby, your court date's already passed. I'm like, ain't no way. It's just a few weeks ago that I got that ticket. She goes, no, I'm serious. Your court date was May 15th. And I'm like, there's no way it's been that long. Because what is it, Chris? You would know. When you get a ticket, whether it be a speeding ticket, mostly any kind of traffic ticket, you have what? At least.
How does that work,
a
Chris?
A month.
I would say 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks for your court date.
So, now, I don't really – I've never gotten a hands-free ticket or whatever. I've gotten a number of speeding tickets, though, and those usually give me a couple, you know, month and a half to two months to get up the money.
Yeah, all that stuff, man. So I was thinking I had a lot more time than I actually did. But I didn't. My court date was Wednesday of last week.
How much was your bond that she had to go on?
I've been advised not to speak on the bond. It's still an open case, an investigation. But it was funny because she said, you know, we're rule followers now. I'm going to check and see if your license is valid. If not, I'm taking you to work tomorrow.
I love it.
I'm just thinking about all the times I've been driving with customers on test drives this past week when I didn't have a.
Yeah.
When I might have
but
had
you're
a
good.
I'm good now.
But
yeah.
You're good.
Ticket paid.
No suspended license.
No suspended license.
Never were.
Nope.
Okay, we got to clear that up.
And on the good side of that, it was a state patrolman that gave me that ticket, whether it was a fair ticket or not. I'm not going to say.
You can't admit that he caught you and then still, like, with the, I don't know if it was fair.
Because it's old video.
I
would have
felt,
audio.
You
said I had my phone and got caught. It was your words.
You could have scrubbed that. Mr. Editor-in-Chief over here. Listen. You could have fixed that for me.
Lance,
and presented it for evidence in the court. And my court
case last
Wednesday.
I did your brother
Wednesday.
Much worse. Yeah, off easy.
So, nah, it was a state patrol and, you know, I did sell a state patrol a vehicle today, so hats off for that.
Good.
Yeah, cool guy too, man.
That was your circle back around.
Did you cut him a good deal and tell him he owes you one?
I'm telling you what, bro, and I'm gonna say this on record. Beat me up on it. He beat me up on it. And when he pulled up today, I was outside, and so we've been working on this for several weeks, you know, and We got all the preliminary stuff done earlier this afternoon, and so he was going to come back and finalize everything later this afternoon. And I was outside talking to Blair and Chris. They were in town, so they had stopped by. And so I was outside talking to them, and I seen the state patrol pull through. So I know it's him. And so when he gets out of his car, he and his wife, I walk over to him without even thinking. I'm just like, hey, man, will you slam me on the back of that car and throw me in handcuffs real quick just for old time's sake?
You did not.
I did.
I didn't think it was that good either, I'll be honest with you.
I did.
I thought it was good.
I did too.
It seems a little weird.
It's not professional. to say the least. It's definitely not professional. Sometimes
but
I forget I'm at
there's
work.
Been numerous times where, like, back when you were at you know, at the program or whatever, where somebody would come to drop a resident off and you would want to, like, oh, let me get out there and take a picture of me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
I love it.
Mm, I'm trying to get away from
it. I don't know why, but
in the bathroom.
I've taken selfies with, like, police in Atlanta at Hawks games before. Like, when Jeremy and I went, I was like, hey, man, get a picture of us. Can I take a picture with you? I was like, he's like, yeah. I'm like,
woo. That's a little bit different than, hey, let me sit on, smash me into the back of your car.
Well, I got the picture first, so if I could talk him into, like, throwing me against the wall, you know, there at the CNN Center. Then I could be like, we were cool, man. Here's we were cool. And it just went sideways all of a sudden.
What happened?
Yeah.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services.
They are insured with over 35 years' experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
So I was in line at Krispy Kreme yesterday.
I thought you were through with that story.
He is through with
that story. No, I was not.
Okay.
It took a side road because I was telling Chris they had closed the one down over there by the Coliseum.
Okay, so you got donuts upstairs? Is that what you're fixing to tell us?
God, I wish, dude.
Mom got them all. Mom, we dropped half a dozen off, or a dozen off at her mom's, and then the remainders at our mom's. So she didn't call you and tell you?
Something's wrong with my earphones right now. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear what you're saying. Wait a minute.
His mic lagged out for a second. I don't know what happened.
I'm confused because I dropped her off. Like, it wasn't a full dozen because
here comes the lie.
No. We had tackled a couple on the way home from Macon.
Okay, so there's nine left.
Let's say eight, just to be fair.
Okay,
eight. Would that be fair?
That's pretty three, good.
So we had like eight in there.
Yeah, three.
And that's fair. She had a bite, and then she slammed the rest of the hot glaze one in my mouth.
Yeah. As he rubs it in. Okay, carry on.
I'm serious. She didn't really call you. I'm being serious. She didn't call you?
Sharon got them donuts.
Crazy.
No,
because we dropped them off, and she said, I can't eat eight of these things. And I'm like, just share them with your favorite. And she said, I'm going to call him whenever you leave.
It must have been Kevin.
And we got to the dang truck and started leaving. She called me. I'm like, Mom, we just left. What's up?
Lizzie, you beat me
too. I've got donuts.
You beat me too. I was just about to say, I wonder why I had a missed call from your mom last night. It's like, I didn't know what she wanted. I hadn't called her back yet.
Listen, I'm climbing back up the ranks. Not even kidding. Aaron rides by our house today. Text me. There's a white truck at Mom's house. You think she's safe?
Are you serious? Did you tell Mama that?
I called her immediately.
Of course you did.
I called her immediately.
All right.
Mom, is everything okay? Yeah, I'm sitting here talking to Zach. Okay. All right. Very good. Aaron rode by and seen you. It was a white, unfamiliar truck out in your yard. And she wanted to make sure you were safe. I swan it. So, there's that.
She just called me just a second ago.
Take it on speakerphone then.
I'm going to step away and call her back.
Show the camera the missed call.
I know that.
If you step away
and don't come back with donuts, we finna have a problem. I know that much.
She did call me.
Krispy Kreme has been thrown around too much on this podcast not to have any donuts.
Speaking of Krispy Kreme, I was in line at Krispy Kreme yesterday at the drive-thru.
Oh, I heard this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you know that the one in Macon closed down over there by the Coliseum?
I've heard that.
Yeah, over there by 2nd Street and everything?
I heard tell of that.
I wonder if New Way's still open.
I've heard that it is.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's so much worse.
I wasn't trying.
The sound effects was horrible, but the facial expression was top notch, dude.
And the timing of it was perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I don't know what kind of laser gun that was being mimicked to be.
Brian, pray tell, what happened?
Hold on. I got to say this. I've got to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not figured it out, if you look back at your camera at 10 minutes in, Brian began telling the story. We are now 30 minutes into the podcast, gotten it out.
It was within 5 minutes of the episode I started to try to get this out.
Okay. No, we're probably like 5 and 20 on that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 5 and 20. Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, we had ordered 2 dozen donuts.
2 dozen?
Yeah. Well,
there's a missing dozen, but he's got to finish this story. We'll get to the missing dozen later.
No,
Aaron's mom got
Miss Robin got a dozen. Our mom got a dozen. So that's 2 dozen.
Your mom got 8.
So he said.
You were in line getting two dozen donuts.
We were in line ordering 2 dozen. The first dozen was completely glazed, if I remember correctly. The second dozen was half a dozen glazed and half a dozen. I'm trying to look to our producers right now to make sure that was correct. Half a dozen glazed, half a dozen assorted. And the girl that's taking the order says, so you want, how does she word it, like random or assorted, basically insinuating that she was going to be the one to choose which six go in that box. No. We're going to choose the six ourselves. And according to her tone and her voice pattern, she was a little disappointed that we were making those selections. And so we give her the first two and then the third one, and then we kind of like are looking at the menu out there, and we're kind of like, and then we pick the fourth one and then the fifth one, and then that sixth one was tough because we know we're out of choices then. So after a minute, we go with the Dollywood one or whatever the Dolly Parton one is, you know, with the little butterfly. Got that one for
Sugar,
you.
Sugar, baby.
Yeah, in dedication of my man over here. And so then we asked for iced coffee. Wouldn't you know the ice machine's broken?
Well, you're at McDonald's, right?
No, we're at Krispy Kreme.
I got a good
the ice
that too.
Machine. Just the that, ice.
Just the regular ice machine?
The ice machine. So, okay, that's cool, man. So we pull up to the window, and then a guy's taking our payment. And I said, that doggone ice machine's busted, huh? He said, yeah, that's what they said. I said, that's right on time, man. I own an ice repair business. You need me to park this thing and get out there and come take a look at it for you? And he said to me, somebody probably done turned that switch on the back off. Probably just hit that switch. It'll probably start making. I said, you would not believe how many service calls I've gone on.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not. And flip that switch on the back of them things, and presto, we had ice. Happens all the time, man. But I still get that money. You know what I mean?
What'd he say?
He was like, yeah, man, I bet. And I'm like, that's right.
Oh, God.
I'm not in a hurry if you want me to come in and take a look at your ice machine.
Look at that switch real quick.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He didn't go for it.
Nah, I bet.
He said, I'm going to go by there and take a look at it.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake from mom real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
So I've got to tell y'all, I've been sitting here since I told the story about the reefer smelling Kroger earlier today. So I went in there and I got a couple of 12 packs of Diet Coke. Okay, not for me. And for my sweet next door neighbor. So I'm coming out and I have a few items in my buggy. Okay, so I'm coming out and I don't remember exactly how this unfolded, but I can't remember. I think I was kind of pushing the buggy. Well, there's a white truck coming up the lane.
Same white truck that was at Mama's house earlier?
No, it's a different one for sure.
All right.
So they're coming up. Well, obviously you stop when you get to the end of the lane of traffic or where you park at, right? Chris looks confused already. I'm trying to pick you. I'm trying to give you a visual here.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's coming down like lanes towards Kroger.
They're coming towards Kroger's.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And I'm walking toward my truck, which is way out in the parking lot. So as I start going, the truck never stops at the end of the row. He or she continues to come. Well, they come towards me. And I'm thinking, there's no way I don't know this person because they're acting like they're fishing to run me over. This is no lie. I wish I had it on video. So as I'm pushing the cart, the truck comes towards me. I'm this close to getting out of the way and just letting the person run over the cart because they're not stopping. They get right there at the buggy, cart, whatever you want to call it. They get right there at it, and they stop. Well, I just know that I know this person.
Yeah.
There's no way that they got this close to me, and they – I don't know them, that they're not cutting up with me. So I stop because you know how I am, Brian. I wouldn't if I thought that it was an accident, I would have just kept going. Well, I just knew I knew the person. Well, they roll the window down because the window's tinted. I can't see who's inside the vehicle. Rolls the window down. It's a guy. I don't recognize him. I said, did you do that on purpose? Or were you cutting up? Or do I know you? And he said, no, I didn't. He said, I was looking over there. I said, okay. I said, well, I'm glad you stopped, man. And he said, I apologize. I said, no problem. I'm just pushing my buggy. And there were several people that were within earshot that had to see every bit of it.
I thought you was going to be looking like me up here tonight.
But he was going, I mean, he was going slow. Well, I mean, I could have reacted and gotten out of the way. He would have run the buggy over and all my Diet Cokes have been busted. But he was, that's how close, I mean, he had to be this close to the buggy whenever he finally stopped. I guess he happened to look up. And I couldn't see him because of the way the sun was. And I couldn't see because he had 10 on his windows. And I couldn't see in the front. Because I did. I was like, I gotta know who this is. I didn't recognize the vehicle, but I was like, I gotta know who this is. Somebody's, you know, messing with me. There's no way. But sure enough, it was that close. Not that I would have been hurt. I mean, I could have got out of the way because again, he was going real slow. Yeah, yeah. But the fact that it was just, I don't know. He wasn't paying attention. And I wish I had it on video. And I'm sitting there confused because I'm thinking, I gotta know this person.
Somebody's messing with
you. Yeah, somebody's taking it to the brink. I mean, they've gone hardcore because they're getting that close to the buggy. So anyway, it was just weird. And then I'm walking, as I continue to go toward my truck, I'm like, that was weird. And I was hoping somebody that was walking toward their vehicle was going to comment or say something to me like, I can't believe that just happened or whatever, but nobody did. I guess they weren't real concerned.
Nobody
about
said
it.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
I would have said something to you.
I was going to ask this couple.
Or hit you with the truck.
There was a couple that was walking. I can't remember if it was left or right. But they were walking toward their vehicle, and I wanted to say, did y'all just see that? But I didn't want to act like, I was crying or anything. Because, I mean, I was okay. I mean, it didn't hit my buggy or anything, but, yeah.
You got to be more careful to tell these stories when the camera's on me. Boy, it's hard for me to hide my anger right now.
Well, no, I mean, it was just
first I thought it was about
thing.
The cliff, and I'm like, damn, Eric, you didn't give us a call, dude. We'd have been on there all the time.
It was strange.
Because I could just see when somebody like – having that same situation rolling down the window and then wanting to like chump your brother off. I'm like, no, we ain't finna be doing all
well,
that.
No, and that was the thing too. I think
when you said he rolled down his window, I thought you were gonna say that he wanted to chump you off.
No. When he rolled his window down, I was kind of laughing because I was like, do I know you? I was like, and he was like, then you could tell he was like, holy
freaked
crap.
Out about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like holy crap, that just happened.
Well,
I got that close to that guy.
It's not cool, but that's a lot better than what
you could see it on his face.
I was thinking with
he didn't like you want to jump out and whoop me or anything like that.
What's a good damn thing he did?
Anyway, so I gave him a coffee and ketchup, and I'm just kidding.
I gave him two you Marys and a coffee and ketchup card.
Told
and said,
him to call
hey,
me later.
Yeah,
let me know what you need.
Matter of fact, let me give you a bottle because once Chris and Brian find out who you are, you're going to need this bottle of you Mary, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely thought I was going to take a different direction. Well, at least he was, you know.
So I got to tell you this, too, since this is a grocery store, too.
Come on, we're the grocery store. Not a lot of stops in Derek's life these days. You know what I mean?
I go to the store a lot.
Jack's on the river and a couple grocery stores.
So I went yesterday to get some dinner rolls and some in-shell peanuts.
Do you make lists?
This is just.
So you just spur of the moment kind of go and.
I do. I didn't go to the store this weekend and do a shopping thing. I went with JJ and did her shopping. Okay. And then we were going to do supper last night, so I went and got some rolls and got some peanuts down the road. And when I got out of the vehicle, this is no lie, the gentleman that I want to give the you marry to so badly is walking. This is no lie.
Is he walking or is he limping?
I'm telling you what, I guess I need one of y'all to go with me to the store.
That's
one
definitely
day.
A you thing. I'm not going
because it.
This is called stalking. I'm not going to be a part of it.
This is at 2:30 yesterday.
Aggravated stalking.
I feel like it keeps happening for a reason, and I need to help him. So he's walking. This is no lie. No lie. I park where they smoke outside. I get out of my truck, and as soon as I start to get out of the truck, I put it parked, and I looked up and saw him.
Sincerity in this one. I feel like I need to help him. It's a wounded animal.
I am so serious.
He's a grown man.
So he's walking, and it pains me to see him walking. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I wanted to get my phone out and video it for y'all.
Why didn't you?
Because I felt like I'd be being wrong if I did that.
So going up to him and telling him about you, Mary, is completely normal. So but videoing him where he doesn't see you and sending it to your podcast co-host.
I was this close to going up to him and introducing him to you, Mary, again. This close.
Now, you've already introduced it to him once.
Once.
Did you drop one off with him?
No.
You just told him about it.
I just told him about it and got him to take a picture of my phone.
Listen, well, we got to stop real quick. I want you to hear me very clearly, Derek. That is not an option. You cannot go up to strangers and give them pills.
I'm not.
You can't.
I won't give them to him. I wouldn't. I don't keep
you
them
You can't
on
sell
me.
Them to him either.
I don't keep them on me. I'm smarter than that.
You can't just go give strangers medication.
You cannot be riding dirty.
So
you cannot do
so
that.
So let me tell you what. I go in there. I go to the right. I go to the right, and I go and pick out a sack of peanuts. I start walking down the center aisle, and it was a few minutes. Well, at that time, I nearly bump into him. He's coming down the bread aisle, and I nearly bump into him. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. And it's like boom, there he is. He has.
It's like God just puts him there, Derek.
Don't start this.
He hasn't gotten far at all.
Did you look up at
this? Is going to get so bad. Do not.
So I go.
I hear you, Lord.
And I go.
I hear you. I'm your messenger.
So here's the deal. So here's the deal.
I'm your
messenger, God. I got you.
So I go down. And I get. Unfortunately, I didn't have to go back there and get anything from the meat department because that's where he works.
He had to call Kevin. You know, back there. Go all the way back in the back and get
grab something. And you don't know this guy?
No.
Okay.
Don't know him. He's a lot younger than me. Go ahead and say something, Chris. I gave that one to you.
That was alley-oop.
Like, who is it?
So I end up going over there and finding the frozen bread and get the Parker House rolls. And
good choice.
Then I went to the checkout. And that was it.
And you left and carried on about your day.
I bet it
like
bothered
a
him.
Normal person would.
I bet it bothered him.
It bothers him now.
Yeah. When did this happen again?
This was yesterday, about 2:30.
Good God.
Yep. Just let him be.
Well, I'm going to say this, and then we can move on to another subject. If it happens again.
Don't. No. Listen.
Well, it's going to.
Just let it go.
It is.
I know it is.
And when it does.
This might be like a dad in seventh grade or whatever.
Here's
a Mother's Day situation. He might have like a fused knee or something. You don't know.
It's gout. I already know. He told me that. I talked to him. So here's the way I see this playing out.
Did you see how he said it? No, it's gout.
Here's the way this is going.
Like he's done.
Here's
the
way this is going to play out.
Blood works back. It's definitely gout.
This is my vision. Okay,
y'all can run the test.
We've run the test, sir. You got to get out of that meat department,
right?
It's flaring up your gout, sir.
Ride with me on
not
this.
Only can you not eat red meat? You can't even be around it.
You can't cut it any longer. You have to let Kenny handle all that from now on. We're going to move you over to the cereal aisle. You're going to be the serial killer from now on, sir. We don't even use pricing guns out here anymore.
Here's the way this is going to play out, okay?
This is
my vision.
Come on.
So I go in there again. 1 to 2 weeks, I'm going to see him. I'll say 1 to 3 weeks, I'm going to see him. I'm going to approach him because he's going to be walking extremely slow. And I'm going to say, hey, man, you remember about 3 or 4 months ago?
No, immediately.
No, this is how it's going to happen. I saw you 3 or 4 months ago. I noticed you're still limping. Did you ever order that you married?
Security.
He's going to say, his answer's going to be no. And again, we are not doctors. Let me go ahead and throw that out there.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you if he's tried the you married. He's going to say no. I'm going to say, look, dude, here it is. I got it pulled up right here for you. Because I'm going to have it pulled up when I see him. I'm going to say, take a picture of this, order it off Amazon. I may even slip him $20 to get him some. And then what's going to happen in another 3 weeks, I'm going to see him again. And he's not going to be limping. I'm going to take a selfie with him, and we're going to post his picture up with his permission. We're going to post his picture up, and then Chris is going to shoot fireworks. It's going to be fireworks going to the background where he's good now. We may even video him when he starts walking down the aisle a lot quicker.
Running hell. He ain't going to be walking.
He might be. And their productivity in the meat department is going to shoot through the roof.
It's going to skyrocket.
It is, because he's going to be able to get around.
They're going to probably have to enlarge the store. All the meat they're gonna be selling.
I'm just saying that's the way I see this playing out.
Ba-na-da-da-da. And in local news tonight, local hero and radio star Derek Lamar was actually caught trying to push drugs on a poor crippled guy at the grocery store. Came up with pills and money to tell him he could get some more. Security had to be called, and investigators arrived and said that he has been stalking him for the last 3 or 4 months.
Sir, did you witness it? Yeah, I did. Every time I see that black Tacoma pull up, he starts harassing my coworker about how he walks. He's just picking on him. Poor Jimmy, walking like this, that's why I've been working with him down here, and since 2011. 13 dang years. Ain't nobody been bothering Jerry except this Derek Lamar fella. If I'd known he was that boy from the radio station all along, I'd have told Jerry, run, Jerry. Jerry can't run with that gout. This boy promised him wishful thinking. Told me it was going to cure that gout right on up. It didn't.
Listen. The only response from Mr. Derek Lamar was, you marry's a miracle drug. I'm legally blind to a POP.
Mom, I love you. Mom, I love you. You can have the donuts.
We are not doctors.
Listen, Derek, I know donuts, that you're joking, Mama. And we're all joking. We're having a good time, but I want to make this very, very clear.
My stomach's hurting. I got cramps.
Don't do it.
Leave this man alone.
I'm doing
just
it.
He's gonna do it. Chris.
I'm doing it. I feel like I'm obligated to doing it.
Y'all basically talked me into it. I have done nothing of
y'all
the sort.
Y'all have talked me into it.
I have done nothing but try to talk you out
of it. I feel like y'all have challenged me.
It's not a challenge.
I'm going up there when I get up. When we get done with this, I'm going up there.
That sounds like me going to Brian and like challenging him. I bet you can't smoke weed no more. It's not a challenge. It's horrible.
I'm going to see him.
What you reckon his bond's going to be, Chris?
More than what I got. You better talk to you and Aaron. She just put up the house for you. What the hell are we going to do for Derek? I'm rent.
I don't know, man. I got to get him out, though. I'm going to have to get him out.
Just think, though, if this ends up helping him.
Please, God, Derek, I am begging you. Please leave this man alone. Just leave him alone.
I feel like I got to. That's why I keep seeing him, not just because he works there.
It ain't just that. Derek, he works at this
it's
grocery
not just
store.
That, it
he obviously smokes, and you admitted earlier, I park over there when they take their smoke breaks. Why the hell do you park over there hoping to see this guy? You know in a grocery store, as you've worked in groceries before, you know that the middle aisle is the mainly traveled aisle from the back to the front.
That's like somebody being like, I think I need to help Derek. Every time I go to the liquor store, I see him.
Every time I go, Friday night.
I need to talk with Derek. I think it's a sign, you know?
I cash my check there on Fridays. There's Derek. He's always there.
The Lord just keeps putting him in my path.
I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to tell him. And then I told God, I said, God, if he's... If I turn on this radio station tomorrow night after I leave this liquor store on Saturday, and I hear this man's voice, I know it's from you.
I know it's from you. I know it's a sign.
Come on, man. That's good stuff.
You don't. He doesn't keep coming into your life. You keep going into his. Leave him alone.
That's good, man.
Oh, my God. I swear.
I'll let y'all know how it turns out. Brad, I'll be calling you if I get arrested.
Please.
You have a collect call from y'all were right.
Tell from Aaron I'm sorry.
From the Lawrence County Detention Center.
Caller, state your name.
Derek Lamar.
Derek Lamar. Okay. Hey, it's Tony Taylor. I'm sitting in for Derek tonight. He is not going to be able to be on the show.
Oh, my God.
That's good stuff. Where are we at?
3759.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Golly, man.
That was good stuff.
We need one more little like bullet point.
One more bullet point lesson.
Yeah, one more bullet point lesson topic. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, please don't harass strangers. Just stay in your lane. Let people be. You know, if an opportunity presents itself, that's one thing. Don't create the opportunity.
This is an opportunity.
This is not an opportunity. Itself. This is harassment. This is trying to create an opportunity. You know,
he'd be working in another meat department by now if I wasn't meant to see him.
No, he would not. You would go. You would see him at another meat department if you were supposed to.
What would happen though if he were to like try to like get a? I would imagine with Kroger being a bigger chain than Food Depot. Am I right about that?
I would imagine you would think
that like he could make more money cutting meat in Kroger, right? So if he ever got wind of that and decided I'm gonna go apply at Kroger, and then in 3 weeks from now he's cutting meat in Kroger, Derek's gonna be like, "Y'all, I saw him in Kroger."
Yeah,
there ain't no way this is not meant for me to see him.
I've never seen him at Kroger before.
I've never seen him at Kroger. I've been sad because I ain't see him at the phone at the Food Depot.
Derek's over there just like, I swear, y'all ain't gonna believe this, but every time I go to where he works and he's working,
he's there.
I see him.
Y'all know what's gonna happen? Somebody's gonna watch the podcast
and they're gonna know who he is,
and they're gonna go there. They're gonna turn him on to you, Mary, and then I'm not gonna even have any.
Okay,
and I'm okay with that.
Listeners, please do not go harass this man either. If Derek or you does it, I see that. That's fantastic. Just leave this man alone.
That's insane.
He's been told, and now he's living his life. It is his choice to do whatever he'd like to do with his life and his gout.
Maybe he lost the picture. Maybe he got a new phone. Maybe he upgraded.
Maybe he didn't care. Maybe he thought you were a creep that was trying to tell him about a drug.
You can buy it on Amazon.
It doesn't matter.
You can buy fentanyl on the dark web.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know about all that.
I'll show you how.
No, thank you.
I'll give you the rundown.
You can get pills on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can buy it on Amazon. That doesn't mean anything. Anybody can sell just about anything on Amazon.
Okay.
I applaud your heart and what you're trying to do.
I'm going to do it.
I know. There's no talking you down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to do it.
There's no talking you down. I guess the best way to save you is like putting up a bouncy house at the bottom of the window because you're definitely jumping.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Not really.
No, I mean, I just think I keep bumping into him.
Stop saying this.
I think it's meant to be.
You keep following him.
I'm not following him.
Do you see him always on the same day?
I usually go on Saturdays and Sundays.
Ah, weekend work, meat department. Starting to see a pattern here.
But, I mean, I go at different times. I mean, I might go in the morning. I might go in the afternoon, early evening.
Just like saying, I swear, every Monday to Friday at 6 o'clock, I see Frank Malloy.
Yes.
Wow.
I think I'm supposed to go talk
to him. Wild.
It's because he's on the damn news.
It's good stuff, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to see it through the other side, though. One way or another. Either he's going to say,
you're going to see this thing through, aren't you?
Yeah. He's going to say, me get lost, or, you know, he's going to say, I really don't care, or whatever.
Think it'll help you gout. And he told you it was gout?
I'm about sure he said that. Either that or I may have dreamed it, because, I mean, I've seen him so much.
I've seen him so much.
I just feel bad for him. The guy's a lot younger than me, and he struggles to walk. And I think it can be fixed. With you, Mary. And I get no kickbacks from you, Mary. I get nothing from you, Mary.
Listen, the passion that you have.
I mean, why not?
God, you should have been a doctor.
I'm just saying. Let's move on to something else. I'm going to do
it. It's a tough transition.
It's a tough transition.
It is a tough transition.
Every time we get to like it, kind of close it up, you say something else.
It's meant to be. Every time I go there, he's there.
A lot of the time I go there, he's there.
That's crazy, man.
A lot of the time this man works there.
But there's different shifts.
You don't go. You go on the same damn shift. It's not about what he's doing.
I tell you what. Let's put it to bed. When we get finished filming, let's ride up there.
Yeah, let's do it. Seriously.
I am not going to be caught dead up there near Derek Thomas.
You can talk to him.
It's not what
Come
I'm saying.
Man, I need a co-conspirator.
The reason I said we will go up there so that we'll drive you up there so that your truck's not impounded or sitting out in the food depot.
That's a whole
other
charge right there.
When you get arrested, I'm just trying to help keep your truck.
Maybe y'all could video it from a distance as I approach him.
I've already done one of your brothers on like a thumbnail in jail.
Yeah,
I don't want to have.
We're about to do another one.
I know. I got to come up with something.
Well, maybe don't video it, because he might get upset about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. He's definitely gonna get mad about the video, not about the stranger approaching him with some pills in a bottle.
I'm not gonna take him up there with me.
Then what are you gonna do?
I'm just gonna talk to him.
That's all I'm gonna do. Don't get mad at me, Dr. Zhivago over there.
And I'll show him a picture of how he can order them again.
What do you know about Dr. Zhivago?
Hey, that's another episode, man.
We have to, because you don't know anything about it. But I'm just impressed that you knew the
Thanks,
name.
Thanks, man.
Just impressed that you knew the name.
Appreciate that. Trapper John, M.D. Where do you practice medicine?
Are you talking to me?
All right, man, we killed like another 4 minutes on the scrub. We're just going to have to run it. With ads and everything, we'll be close to 50 minutes. It's just going to have to be okay. Thanks for bearing with us as we tried to get through this one. I think we started off real strong, and then we just kind of tanked. I don't know what happened. I'm sweating. I was laughing so hard. It was very good. Thank you, Derek, for not having content, but always having content.
Always having
content. You
know,
you may not have anything prepared, but if you're here, we've got content. Thanks for listening to this far. If you have, be sure to like the video, subscribe, comment down below. Nothing about this guy. Don't comment about this guy. If you know him, we're just going to let the guy be. But, you know, comment down below if you like Krispy Kreme. I hope you do. If you don't, seek professional help. Thank you to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling, big supporters of the podcast. The links to their web pages will be in the description of this video, as always. T-shirts are here.
Yes, they are.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. They might. They're here.
Yeah, we're they're
just,
here, man.
We'll just lie. We lied for 2 weeks now. I don't care.
They are here.
They're here. Hot off the presses. If you want one, hit us up, coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. It's where you can reach us to find whatever you need from us. Again, thank you for all the support for last week's video. coming out the gate hot. Lots of comments, lots of likes, lots of shares, lots of views. Keep it up. We really appreciate it. Did you guys want to know?
No, I got nothing.
You just want a donut?
No. Someone's wanting to know where their t-shirt is. They're in.
I don't think they're in. They might be it. By the time this drops. But.
No, I don't have anything, Chris.
Anyways, I want a donut. So, hey, appreciate it. Keep up the support, and we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.